Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. The Saudi-led coalition has intensified its efforts to take the Yemeni port of Hodeidah, held by Houthi rebels. Warplanes have carried out dozens of airstrikes and forces have continued their advance towards the city. The bloodshed comes despite growing international pressure to end a conflict that's left thousands dead. Ahmed Al-Ghubari, a Yemeni freelance journalist, has travelled to Hodeidah.
So I arrived yesterday to Hodeidah.
I arrived yesterday to Hodeidah, and the city is under heavy bombardment from the Saudi-led coalition, and the fighting is closing in. The route in was very dangerous, with airstrikes hitting civilian cars on the roads. I was driving very fast. The bombardment and mortars and clashes are 24 hours a day. It's like hell. The people cannot survive a month of this. There are thousands of families starving. They will not be alive in a month. This city is going to be turned into a grave.
The president of Ukraine, Petro Poroshenko, has promised to bring to justice those responsible for the death of the anti-corruption activist Katerina Handzyuk, who died on Sunday, 3 months after having acid poured over her. She'd been in hospital since the end of July. Danny Eberhardt reports.
Candlelit vigils are being held in cities across Ukraine for Katerina Handzyuk. She'd seemed to be recovering in hospital after numerous operations to treat the horrific burns she had suffered. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko called on police to find her murderers. Five people are in custody. The European Union's Enlargement Commissioner, Johannes Hahn, also called for justice for the 33-year-old. He said attacks on civil society activists are unacceptable.
Twitter has suspended the account of a Pakistani hardline Islamist leader after the government in Islamabad asked the company to take action against him. The microblog said the account of Khadim Hossein Rizvi, the leader of a religious party which led violent protests in major cities earlier this week, had been suspended for violating the social platform's rules. And Barasan Etirajan reports.
For the past 2 days, the Pakistani government and many social media users have been urging Twitter to act against Khadim Hossein Rizvi, a firebrand Pakistani cleric. Last week, Mr. Rizvi and thousands of his supporters brought many Pakistani cities to a standstill by blocking key highways and ransacking public property. The Islamists were angry at the decision by the Supreme Court to acquit a Christian woman who had been sentenced to death for blasphemy.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.